Do not attempt to adjust your programming. You are now listening to B-Movies and Beyond.
You gotta do a little dance?
Yeah. Pew pew, now you pew pew.
Pew 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 pew
pew pew pew pew pew. Hey, we're gonna shoot at each other.
Pew 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 pew.
Oh man, this is fun. And I actually get control how it fades out. Very exciting.
It's like the old times, huh?
It is. Man, I feel like we're back in, when did we start this? The 90s? No. Hasn't been that long.
1985, just like your IPA over there.
And there we go, 1985. Hey, cheers.
Cheers, Peter.
Ryan.
I know.
Welcome to the podcast, everyone.
Welcome. Evan, we miss you.
Yes. Feel better, buddy.
Yeah.
But this is cool. We're together once again. We got a kick-ass camera that hopefully won't topple over. We have a fan we don't know how to work.
And a helmet.
And a helmet. Yes. You got to have the stormtrooper.
Got to have the stormtrooper. And you got to see when I check my watch. You got to see a full body of us.
Yeah, me just flick the pin around and whatever. Yeah, like normally my normal camera doesn't pick up any of this shit.
You get to hear this.
Oh, I got to turn it back
up. Oh, yeah, that was it.
Sorry. It's been a while.
Far away laser.
Yeah. Pew pew. We can just do pew pews whenever we want.
Pew. You know?
That's right. Sexy time.
I like how this like shows I've played these before. We have a soundboard.
Yeah.
A working soundboard.
Dude, this is exciting.
We're like, we must have a million followers by now, right?
Well, after this episode, I think we will. And I have a clipboard.
Cheers to a million. And I only have three more beers left.
I already finished one of mine.
I might share one with you.
Okay, thanks, buddy. I guess if you see me keep on like, see a sad face on my face. I'm so good at words. That's why I have a podcast. You know I need something. But everyone, welcome into B-Movies and Beyond. At it again, live to us in person.
Sweating our balls off.
Yeah, that's a downfall.
That is a downfall. Mm-hmm. You know, thanks Colorado for that.
Yeah, it's very hot. Well, I mean, do you blame Colorado or do you blame drives at Mile High for not having AC, which is you?
I blame Colorado and my landlord.
Okay. So you need to get with that guy and say, hey, you need to get some duct work going in here.
If we really wanted to, I totally have an office in the corner that is ice cold.
We already started. We've gone too far. But it's cool, man. We got boom arms and everything. Our mics are back. Man, I haven't deep throat one of these in a while.
It's been waiting for you. It's been throbbing.
Yeah, but I know I've heard other people have been touching it, so I've been kind of...
COVID-free.
COVID-free. Okay, yeah. Good. Good.
That's
I'm
goodness.
Excited, though, but we got a lot to cover, man.
You have a lot on here. I finished some movies, so I'm proud of myself
good.
On that.
Yes.
Peter loaded us with plenty of information.
So you're so busy with the movies, you didn't have time to look through any of the news for the week.
You know what's funny? Last night I finished my movie and I was like, I'm gonna get my computer and I'm gonna be ahead of everybody on due notes. And then
I just fell asleep.
And I woke up and I said, shit, I didn't do any notes. So
this is how I spend my break time at work. Is I look up movie news quite a bit.
Oh, I could burp in the mic.
I mean,
this has been my mic for a while.
Okay, I've got a label on it.
I kind of kept this one around for a while.
Yeah,
even at the old house.
You always knew which one was yours. Oh, yeah, you got the round little button. You're right.
Yeah.
Mine's the one that you can't tell what's what. But, yeah, there's busy week for Hollywood news. And just film
about
news.
Fucking time.
Yeah.
Toasty!
we're toasty. but I got one news. One little teaser thing to kick us into the question is...
Wait a minute.
All right.
News.
News. Just for this one part, and then we're going to have to do it again.
Okay, good call.
Okay. All right. So, Ryan asked me before the start of the show, before we recorded, he's like, are you sure you want me to do the soundboard? Because I was like, no, man, you do it, man. You got this. You know, I got enough around me. Like, I got my clipboard and my computer. Like, I don't need any more and the soundboard. And I was like, you can handle this. He's like, okay.
All right.
And this is what we get. We got a lot of lasers and sexy pews and
pews.
Yeah.
When you see this finger reach up, you know it's coming.
Dude, I'll pause.
And you could see that in 4K.
Oh, man. Yeah, so check out our YouTube channel to see our segments. I break up the segments on YouTube. I will admit sometimes they're not on time, but I will. Yeah. How many new things have you gotten? So many new sound effects that I wasn't aware of. But they I'll get them out there eventually. So always check back there. I break out all our reviews, put out the movie news, you know, and sometimes if you just, you know, want to watch or see a segment, you can just go and check that out. I put the question on there, news, and, our reviews. So this is the full thing. Listen to it, in your ears, but YouTube to see our sexy pew faces.
And we're both wearing our B-movie shirts.
That's right.
They're sticking to us. It's going to be hard to peel this one off of me today.
All right. So what I alluded to was the teaser for a teaser.
Wait, is this trailers?
Oh, yeah. You did the wrong one.
Here are some exciting coming attractions from
Movies and Beyond.
I love that one. Love it. So, news / trailers. Teaser for a teaser of Jurassic World Dominion, or Dominatrix, which we called it last time, I think. which I prefer.
I do, too.
Yeah.
Could you imagine a Velociraptor with a leather... BSMD suit.
Oh, dude, that'd be crazy. But I mean, it also
like
goes
a muzzle.
With, you know, I want to be
in blinders.
You know, jerked around in rides and stuff. So it kind of falls in line with it.
What kind of dinosaur would jerk you around? They don't really have arms.
What? Some of them have arms.
You really want those claws on your?
You're right. Very scaly. Well, I thought some of them have like feathers. That'd be kind of soft, maybe.
That's true. That's a big news about Jurassic Park, isn't it?
They're trying to make it more accurate, and they have a like some of the dinosaurs have like feathers on them.
You mean the dinosaurs are evolving into birds?
Yep.
Oh. Like real life?
Yeah, we're gonna see it on film in IMAX, and you can see a preview, so a teaser of a teaser that is released before F9, and it helped me. Like, I mean. Ryan missed it like 3 times. I'm like, watch this. And he clicks it, and then he just blinks or looks away or opens up another tab until he finally just focused in on it.
You can see how many tabs I have open.
You always have a ton of tabs. Way too many. I just like, I don't, doesn't that stress you out?
Oh, hell yeah. I stop looking.
But you just leave them open?
Yeah, look, I think I even have like 3 browsers open.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So he has multiple browsers, so multiple tabs of that, and then just tons of tabs in each browser.
Yeah. Well, yep. There it is.
Yeah. Wow.
Stressing me out.
I don't know how you do it. But so it just has a quick thing saying, you know, hey, this is coming. You can go see it before F9. And they have all these different dinosaurs involved with it. It just, you know, it gets you a little bit pumped. But I was thinking... like, all right.
Wait, what?
Oh, I got a quick question.
What? How? Why? I have so many questions!
I love that 90% of our soundboard is used in the first, like, 10 minutes of the podcast.
Yeah, that's true.
I literally, 1, 2, 3, 4, and then... Pew!
I think we need more sound bites. It sounds like
we need more sound bites.
Yeah, we better do more. You know, at some point, Yeah, it's not ready yet. We haven't done anything.
The finger was coming
out.
Yeah,
I know. You got so excited. Oh, I heard it. I heard it. I didn't do it.
We need to get a group night where we get the soundboard, and then all of our friends come up with different soundboards that they would love to hear in the podcast.
Well, when we invite Aaron on, we need to have Aaron on again. He always brings his own soundboard.
He does, doesn't he?
Every single time.
We should have brought him tonight.
We should have.
But he would have melted in here.
Yeah. You know what's kind of sad is, you know, I asked our friends, like, hey, do anyone have a quick question? And no one responds.
Half our friends don't respond anyways.
That's true. And I will admit that I'm not the best at responding to every single text message because there's a lot.
Yeah.
I can't handle
it. We are a mouthful.
Yes, we are. We sure are.
And I got distracted. Sergio was asking me for passwords and all kinds of stuff. And I kept on saying, this is the password. And I swear it's a password, but apparently it wasn't the password.
This is the password, I think.
And then, Peter, what's the password? Isn't it this? And I was like, yeah, that's what I thought. But I don't know. Maybe Sergio can't spell.
And I feel like the last time, I feel like, Sergio, you do something in common where I think you get drunk and change the passwords because you can't remember what they were before.
I don't get drunk to do that. That's all Sergio. I just, if I have to, like, if I get logged out, I don't remember the password.
Oh.
So I just make a new one.
So you never remember it, and it's just when you get logged out. Okay.
I have B-Movies and Beyond passwords. I have my personal ones, and I have my work ones.
Yeah.
So I have three passwords, and if it's not that, that's in my mind, I have to reset it.
Yeah, I got the same thing, but I write all mine down into one of those, like, password manager things.
Right?
Well, the more you know. That's a good tidbit. Use a password manager. All right. So, if you were in this world, what do you think you could actually go against, like fight? Like, what do you think you could survive against for these dinosaurs? And I wanted to limit it because there's so many dinosaurs out there. And you just be like, I could just handle, you know, one of those brontosaurus, the long neck ones, you know? That's a herbivore. You don't fight them. You just ride on their backs. So,
oh, me as a human to fight one of these?
Yeah, dinosaur.
I wouldn't be in my own dinosaur.
No, you're not a dinosaur. You're you.
Oh shit.
You can answer that too if you want.
I was so excited for this question.
Which dinosaur would I be?
And how can I kick the other dinosaur's ass? Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
No. Okay. So if you had to fight as you, as a human being. Not a dinosaur.
Can it be Chris Pratt?
You can pretend. You can act like him.
Then I'm going to pretend I'm going to be Thor.
Okay. Yeah, he's more manly. Get it. So a raptor, T-Rex, or the Spinosaurus. Like, I didn't want to go like any like the genetically modified, like the Indo-Rex or whatever, and the freaking, what was the one from the first Jurassic World that went invisible.
That's stupid.
Yeah, I hate when they do that. Like, I just want, like, normal dinosaurs. Like, they're already genetically modified already. And I see Ryan. This is fun. I actually get to see Ryan's computer from my angle, and I see he has to look up what these dinosaurs are so he knows how to choose properly.
I had to look up Spinosaurus.
He's from the third film.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
The third Jurassic Park. So all three of these are from the original trilogy. So what do you think you could go against? And now he's looking at trucks.
He said Raptor.
Yeah.
Oh, not a Ford Raptor, real Raptor.
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What would I beat?
What do you think? Yeah, what do you think you could beat? And you can change it. If you think, because I was like, I feel like the T-Rex and the Spinosaurus are kind of similar. A little bit.
Would I be the same height as him?
No, you're you.
So normal size height, yes. Ryan versus a T-Rex that could be 20 feet tall.
Exactly. And a Spinosaurus is bigger, I guess.
Well, obviously it's a raptor because they're about the same height as me.
Yeah, but they got the speed and the hops and like extra claws.
Yeah, but it would be easier for me to like noose one of them and rip their heads off.
That's your plan, is to noose one and are you going to rip him off with your bare hands?
No, where are we fighting? Are we in are we in Jurassic Park?
I didn't think about that part of the question.
Because I would use my environment. Like I would, maybe what if I had a freaking chainsaw? Like, I think I would, if I found a chainsaw.
Okay. All right. It's true, but I felt like even if I found a chainsaw, I feel like I'd probably maybe take down a T-Rex as well.
Well, you would chop part of his jaw off, not the whole thing, and he would still come after you.
Okay, but you chop off part of his jaw, I mean, now he's not eating you.
But the same goes for a velociraptor.
That's true. It's less to chop off. Is that your point?
Yeah.
Okay.
What I would do is I would be in the top of a tree and with the chainsaw running, and the velociraptor would be down below me, confused, and I would jump down with the chainsaw away from me.
Okay, that's the other part, though. The raptors are like the smartest out of all.
And then
all
I would,
of them.
Yeah! And then I would chainsaw their ass all the way down.
Ryan, raptors know how to open doors. Did you think about this? I think they know how to climb trees.
I don't know about that.
Except for reflections, they don't have that down. They don't understand reflections very well. So you can't even get it started. You're dead, man. You're dead. You can't even get your chainsaw started. Did you check for the gas?
I am now.
Again.
There it is.
Oh man. Well, I feel like you would have been dead by then because they're so elusive. Like that's why I picked them. I thought the raptors like on the same level as like a T-Rex. So yes. My pick was like I picked the T-Rex because you remember in the first film, they can't see if you don't move, right?
That was my plan with the raptor.
No, raptors can see you if you don't move.
Not if they're wearing that leather sex suit we were talking about earlier.
Oh, yeah.
Because they have blinders on their eyes.
Well, they're not wearing that.
Do you want a wild berry or a black cherry?
I'll do a wild berry. What do you have left? I'll do a wild berry because you got two of them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you. Oh, yeah. How many we would go through an episode? Not that that stopped or anything.
When we were young.
Yeah.
All right. I see your plan. Velociraptors are supposed to be smarter than me.
And faster.
Okay.
And
what if I had a Cadillac?
All right. There's a lot of scenarios to this. Okay. So no matter what, you want the smaller creature. That's your point?
I'm thinking so because I just, you know, Jurassic Park has it in me where if I'm taking a shit in a porta potty, the T-Rex is going to eat me.
Oh, he ran into that. Okay, I was going to say, because I was like, that kind of like defeats the purpose. Like, you can't see him. But he ran into the porta potty, and then the T-Rex ate it. But I guess that means that the T-Rex was watching. And I'm breaking down this scene. Anywho, I think, you know, for me, I could stay still for a very long time. I also think the Spinosaurus is just kind of, he's dumb. One of the worst dinosaurs.
Well, he can swim.
I can outswim him.
You can outswim this thing. I think there's an image right here of this thing outswimming Peter.
Maybe.
No, it's a chainsaw thingy.
Oh, it's a chainsaw. Chainsaw's outswimming the Spinosaurus. Ryan just chainsaw out swimming the Spinosaurus.
Okay, let me ask a question. Your question.
Okay.
What if you and I had to fight the dinosaur?
Together?
Together. In that case, I would absolutely pick T-Rex because I'd say, Peter, go in front of him. Uh-huh. And then you'd be like, hey, stupid T-Rex, and he'd go after you. And then I'd jump from the tree with my chainsaw.
It's always from a tree. What if you didn't have a chainsaw?
No, I'd have a chainsaw.
You always? It's attached to your hand?
I think Jurassic Park just has chainsaws just sitting around.
That is a good security
and
device.
Shotguns.
See, that was my thought. I was like, all right, if I could choose like any weapon, I mean, like, I feel like there's a lot of stuff that could take down these dinosaurs.
I mean, an electric fence is supposed to take them down.
But they didn't.
Not the T-Rex, but the velociraptors.
Well, all the electric fences stopped them, right? Until the power went down, and then everyone got out, including the raptors.
But they're the ones that turned it off, right?
Yeah, the raptors turned it off.
Fuck, raptors are smart.
I told you. See, they're going to get you in the tree, man. See, and maybe that's what I need to change. Maybe say one raptor, because I agree. If it's one raptor, I think we could beat it. If it's raptors, though, dude, don't go in the tall grass. Remember that?
Dude, the raptors fucked up a lot of people. I think the T-Rex only killed like one dude.
Pretty much, and he was sitting on a toilet.
Yeah, I'd go after the T-Rex.
Yeah.
I would trap him in the main room, you know, the big iconic scene where the banner is falling down.
Yeah, trap him in the banner.
Yeah. And then choke him out.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You're on one side, I'm on another. Yeah.
And then we just like, we jump and then we'll swing down around his neck. And then as we loop back up to the other side, we pull really tight and it pops his head off.
Yeah, we jump from the trees in the building.
There were trees in the building.
There was.
It was a great plan. It was a fantastic plan.
And then we grab our chainsaws.
Yeah.
All right. So together, Ryan and I can take down a T-Rex.
With chainsaws.
Yeah, with chainsaws.
And a banner.
The banner is very important. You know, that's how you stop them, really. but all right. Well, cool.
What about a Dilophosaurus? Would you fight that thing?
Can you Google that? I don't know what you're... What is that?
Oh, that's one that...
Isn't that a herbivore?
No, that's one that spit in Ned Landry's face.
You know, I thought about that and adding to the question, but I thought, like, dude, it gave you a warning sign that I was going to spit. You just need to duck then at that point. You need to leave the area.
I mean, I give the ladies a warning sign when I'm going to spit, too.
Exactly, and they need to leave the area. But that was like a fucking... Man, maybe my clipboard's not good, but
I would dress up as a Dilophosaurus
around your penis.
And then
careful, it fits.
Yeah.
But no, like, dude, you would think, man, we're going down such a weird rabbit hole, but I always thought that was odd, is that, all right, he's a guy who works for Jurassic Park. Shouldn't he know these different dinosaurs and, like, what they do?
Wasn't he faking it, though?
Well, no, he programmed that park. Like, that's why he could have such control of the everything. But even then, dude, like, he's a smart guy. Like, he would just skip over, like, what kind of dinosaurs are in what area or whatnot and what they do. Like, that just seems kind of dumb, in my opinion. And I just feel like, again, it gives you, it's like a rattler, you know? It's a rattlesnake where it's giving you a sign that, hey, you should probably leave the area before it spits. Like, you need to assess the situation properly. So I would not, like, I thought it was too easy. That was my point. That's why I didn't add it into the question.
What if you spit right back at it or before it?
Just, that gave me a very weird visual. Not that, though. Something like it took a little while. Like, hang on, wait.
That dinosaur would be so confused.
Say right there. Say right there.
Its fins would be like,
When you hear me go, that's when it's ready.
Yeah.
All right.
I hope you could say that.
Ryan, you know what's next? Are you ready? Is your finger ready?
Mm-hmm.
Let's get some trailers. How long is this? Trailers!
No, that's ads. We gotta support our show.
Oh, I didn't know that was ads. Oh, it's so good. Here, we have it on the background. All right.
I like this. It's funky.
Well, it helps if I knew where we were. I didn't know we were doing support already. Support! This is a whole new dynamic for us, man. We haven't been in this together in a long time and gonna have all these features. But guys, if you want to support us, and really we need your support, you want to keep this show going, really the easiest thing is to go and like and subscribe, follow us. Whatever platform you listen to us on or watch us on, if it's YouTube, what, you click the little subscribe thing and the bell. Oh man,
you need to get your back.
Hands up. Hands up. Sorry. Oh, there's the end of this. The music.
That was a good one.
That was a long one.
I think
too.
The goal is to get the ad in that music.
That is a good goal. That would keep us on track with this. Good point, Ryan. Good point. So we failed.
Support the show.
Yeah.
You gotta subscribe, rate, review, tell your friends. It's bmoviesbeyond.com. It's even our email address. I couldn't figure that out. I was like, no, it's B-Movies and Beyond.
It is that.
That's my problem.
Yeah, but I did buy the Gmail for bmoviesbeyond@gmail.com. Maybe we should start switching to that.
So we're going to take B-Movies and Beyond, and we're going to take that podcast B-Movies Beyond?
No, just bmoviesbeyond@gmail. I have both already.
So we're monopolizing.
Yeah, I'm. You know, like how they take all like the websites, domains, and everything, which they already stole B Movies and Beyond. That's why I had to go to B Movies Beyond. Which,
what like, are they gonna do with that?
Oh, they put a little. Such a good support segment. We talked about this before, and I don't know if it's still the case. You should Google it right now, or go to bmoviesbeyond.com. It was a. One of those things to like to freeze off your fat. That's what the website was for.
No, oh, whoa.
Is it still there? Yeah, it's still the same, man. Like, why would you pick B Movies and Beyond? Like, seriously, who came up with that and thought, I need to have that domain because one day it's going to be super valuable and I'm going to put how to freeze off your fat?
Here's my question. I just skimmed through this, but they're not selling you anything and there's no way to contact them.
Yeah.
So what do you do with this?
No, I think they want you just to reach out to them and be like, hey, I want to buy this from you.
How, though?
I don't know. I think there's a way to reach out to domains. But anywho, it's ridiculous. And I think we got a better domain by bmoviesbeyond.com. Yeah. So, yeah.
Come on, Peter, with me.
Fuck you, and. We don't need the and.
Yeah.
I even thought, dude, there was a point where I was like, dude, did we change our whole name for this podcast? But then I was like, eh, it's fine. Whatever.
Nah, and doesn't matter. It's like at.
Like, we like slur over the and. It's B-Movies.
B-Movies. Yeah.
So.
With that, help us slur some more. Buy some shirts. I have a foolproof plan. Apparently, I go on dates and then I tell people to listen to the podcast to see if they find out if I'm dating someone or not.
You didn't really go on a date per se, but it is a good way to get listeners.
I have gotten many listeners that way.
It is true. There has been a multitude of people you have dated in the past that you're like, I'm a podcaster. And you know what's upsetting really is the fact that it works for you. But for whatever reason, when I was like on dating sites and like, I'm a podcaster, like it did not help. Maybe it's because I was terrible at texting people and I just, you know, I didn't feel the need to.
I think it was the time. I think when you were doing it, podcasting wasn't cool. When I was on the dating apps, like Joe Rogan was signing the multi-million dollar. Oh my God, I'm slurring.
See? It's working already.
We must be getting supported right now.
We must be.
Oh, thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
But, yeah, I mean, I guess it's gotten bigger, but I mean, we've been doing this for over 5 years, almost close to 6 years, probably.
We are way better than Joe Rogan.
Exactly. Spotify, where's that money, huh?
Yeah.
I'll be exclusive. We'll be exclusive to Spotify.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, they're buying up all the podcasts, man. They just bought up Dak, the guy that's married to Kristen Bell.
Prescott. No, that's
no, Dak.
Shepard.
Shepard, yeah.
He has a podcast?
Yeah.
I don't think he's that funny.
I didn't like Chips that much. The movie that he wrote and directed.
Sounds about right.
Yeah, I feel like he needed a couple of redrafts of that. And he also did another one, I think called Hit and Run, that had Bradley Cooper. Like, he gets like all these stars. Like, people really like him. But yeah, his movies are a little bit lackluster. But are you ready to hit that button?
Yes.
Here are some exciting coming attractions from
B-Movies and Beyond.
Trailers!
See, I'm all thrown off. We were talking about Jurassic Park, then spitting on people, and
that's true.
And chainsaws, and then support, and all kinds of stuff.
I'm trying to like help us get through this because I mean, dude, we could have stayed on Jurassic Park and spitting on people for a very long time.
We should spit on people in real life. Oh, wait, no, that's there was a pandemic a year ago. No, that bad idea.
Yeah, but we can just be like, oh man, we're vaccinated.
Oh, you want some vaccination?
Yeah. Listen to our podcast.
Yeah, listen to B Movies Beyond. We have keychains.
That's right. Actually, and we have all the answers. Yeah. And we said how to beat the coronavirus, and I'm pretty sure they used our advice for it.
What was our method?
Oh, I mean, mine was to have Chuck Norris fight it, and I'm pretty sure they used his blood, and I think his blood is the vaccine, and it's punching back the coronavirus.
That's a good plan.
Yeah, so...
Don't know what mine was.
There was that one point where we were talking about, like, what would you do if, like, lick a butthole for the coronavirus for the cure? I think that was yours. I would lick a butthole.
If I had to save humanity, I would lick a butthole. Peter's like, yeah, maybe I would.
Dude, come on, man. But trailers, dude, we got a whole bunch and some really good ones. The first one. Suicide Squad, which Ryan just watched, and I watched again with him, and it's fucking amazing.
Yeah.
He gave me talk.
I'm really happy that they gave James Gunn credit. I'm all stuffy. And Guardians of the Galaxy was on there, so DC's promoting a Marvel movie. Thanks, DC. You guys know what? You guys know how to promote your movies. Just use Marvel movies.
Yeah, that's smart.
Yeah. The characters in this movie look so much better than the first one. I actually want to see each individual character. They're funny. They seem funny. I don't know. It's a trailer. I can't tell you. I haven't seen the fucking movie yet. But the key is I want to see the fucking movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, like, I mean, just they expanded a little bit on from like the first trailer that was released, like the first like real one. But they just like you guys see more that there's going to be a lot more comedy, but it's, I still think they kind of like maybe showed a little bit too much of like maybe the actual villain, which I'm not sure. James Gunn is so good at like doing those, like sending you in one direction and being something totally different. Cause I felt like they showed a little bit too much of like, the actual movie. And if you're a DC fan, like these starfishes, like you know what those are. Like, do you know what I'm talking about?
Buttholes.
Yes, buttholes.
A lot of buttholes in this trailer. Yes.
No. The starfish is like, they were like alien, like things that would attach to you and take control of you. And so I took it like that was it, but I feel like that's just where he's trying to steer us, and then there's gonna be a good twist. Like, dude, he's like the crazy like horror comedy
and Mike Shaman along.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
What was his twist in Guardians? That Kurt Russell was a planet?
Yes, that was a twist.
That's a good twist.
Even though I guess if you were a comic book fan, I guess you knew who Ego was. But the way they were portraying it, we're like, oh, that doesn't make any sense. But
so do you think this space butthole is going to be shooting down these starfish?
Well, you saw it kind of like there's a quick glimpse where like a whole bunch of little starfish were shooting out of the big one.
So I'm kind of right.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I would fight the starfish over a bunch of velociraptors.
Oh, yeah. Me too. I think I could take those on. I can kick them really fast.
Oh, dude. Flamethrowers. Flamethrowers would kill a velociraptor. No problem.
I think you're underestimating their speed.
Fire's pretty fast.
But you're not as fast.
You think starfish. I can light a bunch of starfish.
I agree with the starfish. Piece of cake. I don't think they'd get on me and suck to me and make me a zombie or whatever.
Unless you enjoy that shit. I don't know.
Maybe. Yeah. But yeah, that was the, I don't know. I'm super excited for Suicide Squad. The trailer looks awesome. It's everything James Gunn, which this is the one time I feel like it's working out for DC to hire someone from Marvel, because they did that with Joss Whedon in the Justice League, and that was a big mistake. So
yeah, but that Avengers was kind of not the best Avengers.
The second one?
Yeah.
Or Justice League. No.
Ultron.
Ultron?
It was a little slow.
But, you know, what I'll say, though, like, rewatching, yes.
Had a good story plot.
It's not as, yeah, and it's not as good as the first Avengers, and so, like, they were trying to capitalize on that. Joss Whedon, like, I don't know what happened to him. I don't know why the first one was, like, I mean, the first one was really good.
It's because Buffy and Michelle Trachtenberg were like, we're going to Me Too you in, like, 7 years.
And so he was worried about that?
He was worried about it. Yeah. It was on his mind.
Yeah, but he's like, real fast, let me just go ruin DC even more.
Well. Michelle Trachtenberg, I know you look like you're 13 permanently. Let me go ruin DC. Just give this to me. One last thing.
Hold out. Yeah. So I don't know. Like, this one looks legit. I think this is right up James Gunn's alley, and I'm super excited to see it. So August 6.
Still like King Shark, that it's Stallone.
Oh, dude. And again.
And the weasel.
Oh, yeah.
Or the dog or the wolf or yeah, whatever.
That was pretty funny.
See, this is what's great about James Gunn trailers. Like, he'll throw his comedy in there, but it's not all the comedy. It's not like, you know, he doesn't spoil everything. You get some good clips here and there. You get a little story. We know what the Suicide Squad is, so there's nothing new there. And I just think that they're going to do it infinitely better than the first one. I don't want to see the David Ayer's cut. Just be done with that.
I'd watch it, but I think...
Did you watch Justice League 4 hours?
I did. We talked about it. We liked it.
We liked it. Mikey, we liked it.
We did. But so, that's why I think that David Ayer's, because I heard that he got so controlled, and what I'm learning is it's Warner Brothers, dude. Those heads of Warner Brothers are fucking up these films because they have too much input in them. That's what I really believe. Like, I think they messed up Justice League, and I mean, and other unfortunate events happened, but they already hired Joss Whedon to come in for Justice League to help with the script. And now that you saw like what Snyder really wanted to do with it, you're like, oh, maybe they didn't need to do that. It's always been the interference. I even heard this thing with the Batman v Superman that the director's cut is like so much better than the theatrical cut. So it's the studio. They're fucking up.
Yeah, but as a director, where you know, you can't go to a studio and be like, here's my 5-hour movie. Go ahead and send this out to people.
I know you can't do that.
You know what that's called? A fucking miniseries. Make it a goddamn miniseries, okay? Zack Snyder, if you want to make miniseries, call up HBO or Netflix and do a 5-part series. Thank you very much. Have a great day.
He has their number.
Yeah.
I
don't need a 4-hour fucking movie. I need an hour and a half each week, 6 episodes.
I agree. And I mean, and we also agreed, though, that still the Zack Snyder cut of Justice League was still a little bit too long, and it could have been cut down and still probably been good. But
100%.
You saw his character development and everything, which that's what made the film better. And so that's what Warner Brothers needs to work on. They're not working on their character development. They don't care so much about the plot. They're like, hey, let's try to be like Marvel and let's make this all funny and everything. And that's not them. They need to do their own thing. So, but they did the right thing. They got James Gunn. I think he has the right tone for this. And I think the only thing I wish it was R. I think he would have made a kick-ass R-rated Suicide Squad.
It's not rated R.
I don't think so. I think it's PG-13.
Well, that's stupid.
Because they're trying to get as much, you know, the teens in there as
we're gonna possible. We're going to see the gun cut.
Maybe. I wouldn't be surprised.
Anyway, we're going to see this fucking movie.
Yeah. The other trailer, you want to talk about that one?
Candyman.
Dude.
Candyman.
Finally.
Candyman. Candyman.
Is he behind me? What's going on? Did you say it 5 times?
Candyman.
But there's no... I mean, you're not looking in a mirror or anything.
It's a black mirror.
Okay.
He is black.
That's probably... Jeez. It's probably worse. oh, man.
Candyman. What is this? Jordan Peele?
He's a producer.
Is he Candyman?
No, I... Don't they have Todd
Helton?
I was going to call it Davis, but it's not. Tony Todd, I think. Isn't he coming back for this?
Who?
Tony Todd, dude, the original Candyman.
Dude, that guy must be like a billion years old.
Yeah, but he aged really well.
You know what's cool? I don't even need this over here.
You got an iPad.
Yeah.
Dude, you can do so many searches right now.
Look at my tabs.
You got so many more tabs right now.
Let's see, 2000, what year are we in? 2021. He is the Candyman.
Is he? Okay, so, and this is what's great. And I think Jordan Peele does such a great job, like, just knowing he's attached to it. And this trailer looked amazing. Like, I think we talked about it. We were kind of afraid, like, you know, these remakes, were never too sure about them. But this trailer, dude, like, totally sold me on it. And it looks like they are reviving this franchise, making it new and interesting. But the fact that they actually brought back Tony Todd is awesome. I mean, who does it? I mean, like, so maybe this isn't really a remake. It's a sequel. It's a continuation of it. You know, I like that.
Let's see the sound.
Come with me and be a...
Just testing out that soundboard.
Was that Candyman?
That was.
Oh.
Yeah, and I, you know, like, you hear his voice, and I like that does sound like him, but you never know. Like, dude, they got all kinds of impersonators. But I again, just like Suicide Squad, I'm sold on this, and this is another movie that's coming out August, August 27th. So August is going to be a good year.
You know, it's strange.
A good month.
August is a great year this year.
Yeah, exactly.
There's going to... We might be switching the whole dynamic of movies. Usually it's June, July is the best year, but this year it seems like August is the best year.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So we're going to have one of the best podcasts. Maybe we're going to take July off and then just come back in the year of August.
I like it. Do we need a little hiatus? I mean, Evan has his, you know, he's going to be busy in July. So
yeah, his brother's getting married every day.
Yeah. So maybe we need to take off July, but I don't know. Like, I don't know about you, but I kind of want to continue.
Yeah, I kind of like talking to you too.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, like hearing this.
we'll keep the friendship going through July. I don't need to take a hiatus.
Do I need to make a friendship? What was it?
Bracelets?
No, the opposite. The post that said Peter and Ryan are no longer friends.
Oh,
Ryan is friends with.
Ryan creates a tree of all the branches of his friendships, and then he'll cut off that branch when he's done with that friendship with a chainsaw.
With a chainsaw.
Like, I don't need that limb anymore. I'm done with that. And then
I'll create a poster board of Ryan and so-and-so, not friends. Ryan is now friend with this friend.
Yeah, I really want you to create this tree, this friendship tree, and there's all the broken limbs at the bottom. This is how many people I'm not friends with anymore.
I'll have my friends be the roots. The tree will be the life of the friendship.
Ooh.
And then the skeletons on the ground will be the people I hate.
Yeah. I mean, those roots, man, that's a pretty strong base. I mean, if you lose one of those, dude, you could topple over.
I've had that experience in my best friend's backyard with his tree.
Yeah.
Thanks, Jeremy.
You are aware of what happens when you lose a major friendship. A tree falls on you. Oh, next thing, we got some news.
On point.
News, dude. I don't even know where to start with this. We're gonna start off with the most exciting news. Like, actually, I don't know if it's exciting or not. Were you a fan of Beast Wars, Transformers, Beast Wars?
Yes.
Okay. Like, because I feel like that was like our like time. Like, dude, that was like the 90s, right?
Oh, I watched 80s Transformers.
Okay, but like Beast Wars were like 90s. Like, that was a new hip thing. It was like in CGI, like not good CGI. Like, yeah.
Well, there was no such thing as good CGI in the 90s.
Yeah.
Except for Jurassic Park.
Yeah, midway.
For some reason, Jurassic Park had the most amazing CGI ever.
Yeah, so it was like maybe, like I guess like, no, like mid 90s, I feel like. But it was
the year of May.
It's, yes. And it's what brought like Transformers back to life, you know? Like, dude, like the 80s Transformers were like really cool and everything.
They were the best.
And. But I didn't really watch a lot of those. Beast Wars was my jam, man. That's what I watched a lot of. Dude, like, I love Beast Wars. I had a lot of the toys, dude. Like, it was my favorite. So, like, that's really how I got, like, I knew Transformers, but I never watched, like, the series. Beast Wars is what I watched.
Didn't they have a crazy, like, intro? Wasn't it, like, super 90s?
Well, yeah, all of them were 90s in the 90s.
All of them were 90s in the 90s. That's this episode's name.
But the big news,
it was like Beast Wars.
It was, yeah, something like that.
It was
very close to that. But it was so cool watching like dinosaurs fight like gorillas and shit, dude. Like, it was like, I love that show.
What the fuck is that thing?
Dude, they had some weird characters in it. But have you heard the big news?
No, I'm ready for it.
The newest Transformer movie that's going to be on the big screen is called Rise of the Beasts.
Mm-hmm.
And they have confirmed that there's going to be Optimus Primal. He was from Beast Wars. And there's going to be some other beasts. And there's also going to be some, like, I think dinosaur characters and other, like, things that were in Beast Wars as the bad guys. Which is so cool because, like, I didn't. Dude, did you ever imagine there was going to be, like, a Beast Wars movie, basically?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I did not.
I mean, you got to think about it. Like, all the heads at Universal?
I don't know if it's
Universal. Miramax sure. Was like, guys, we don't have Mark Wahlberg or Megan Fox.
Yet.
We don't have Michael Bay anymore. Yet. How do we continue making money off Beast Wars? That one chick that's in Bumblebee is way too old and too hot now.
I thought that would make her stay in the franchise.
No, she's too old and too hot.
Ah, man. Wait, is that what happened to Megan Fox?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. And Mark Wahlberg. But so very sexy. The things that are exciting about this, though, is that I think it's only produced by Michael Bay, which could have a big impact on it still. But I think they're going the route of, like, Bumblebee. New director, Stephen Caple Jr., I believe is how you pronounce it. Dude, he did Creed 2. He directed that, which Creed 2 is a good movie. But he's taking this on. Beast Wars are in it. The only thing I don't like is that there's some type of time travel element, which...
Yes!
Ryan
cannot wait to review this movie with Peter.
Dude, they always fuck it up, man. And
my question is, are they going to be is it going to be an actual gorilla that turns into an Autobot?
I think so.
That's going to be cool. I'd love to see Harambe just fucking prancing around and then just...
He grabs a kid.
And then tucks him somewhere.
Yeah, I don't, dude. I am so shocked by this, and I thought I heard inklings that this is coming down the road, but I did not. I thought Transformers was kind of done, but it seems like they learned the lesson. They're moving away from Michael Bay, and they're getting new directors. They're getting some fresh blood into the franchise, and so I'm excited. But time travel, dude. Now you're trying to shoehorn it in, like. I think they, like, how they did Bumblebee, dude. Bumblebee was, like, almost, like, totally separate, man. They should do that with everything else. Just
come to Papa.
It was Optimus Prime.
I heard him.
don't be a fool.
Jeez.
Why'd you give this to me?
I don't know. Next time, you will not have it. I'll give it to Evan.
Fun and games.
It is all fun and games. Until someone gets the soundboard taken away from them. Oh, man.
Man, I've been trying to connect this thing to our Zoom calls the entire time.
I bet. And that's why you're not totally focused. What are we talking about?
I'm shedding lubricant.
See, these are the classic things from Transformers. But let's move on so Ryan can find some more sound.
I don't totally going to download that. I don't know how I'm going to make it work, but that's a good one. Boo-hoo, I'm shedding lubricant.
Like it. I don't know.
I'm excited for Beasts.
I think that's a new development in the franchise. Again, I think having a new director, that's going to help. Hopefully they let these guys actually like Bumblebee, man. Be different from what Michael Bay has done. Like,
Bumblebee was fun.
Yeah. Dude, it was, I mean, I will say that's the best movie out of all those Transformers movies.
What's that girl's name?
It's not Salem Woodley, no.
No.
What's her name?
Is it Haley Joel Osment or something?
I see ghosts. I don't think so. You figure that out. The next thing, Ryan, is
Haley Steinfeld.
Yeah, Haley Steinfeld. You're close.
I knew it started with an S, though.
Did you hear Harrison Ford got hurt already?
Again? Dude, give it up. Stop making...
I know, dude. And I think we called this, right? We said that he was going to get hurt. Man, we thought something's going to hurt him on set, and he pulled his shoulder, I guess. And now he's on hiatus from filming now.
God, like, come on, dude,
first
Solo.
Yeah, first it was Star Wars trying to kill him. Now Indiana Jones, like, dude, like, either he needs to do new things that don't know who his characters are, or he needs to just fly planes because he's so good at that.
He almost died doing that too.
Yes.
Notice everything is almost.
Almost. Yes. Almost. He walks away from it, dude. The guy might be indestructible, man, but
he might.
But
be
he gets hurt like a lot.
Immortal.
So immortals can get hurt, but they don't die.
Ooh, I'm a little foreshadow. That's a little foreshadow.
I don't know what, but we'll see. Such a mistake. Oh man, we're really gonna have to cut this episode down.
Fuck it, no, leave it.
It'll be on YouTube.
Oh yeah.
Blackula. They're rebooting it.
That's gonna be so watered down.
You think so?
Unless it's released in February.
It probably will be, but I mean,
and Tyler Perry makes it.
I don't. It's not Tyler Perry. It's Deion Taylor, which I didn't look at what he's done in the past. But
let's see if he's black.
It's gonna be MGM, which is Amazon now. But
he is black.
Well, I would hope so. But I just felt like, okay, the original one we liked, but it was kind of silly, you know. I feel like they could do quite a bit in this day and age with it, and I'm kind of excited about it. Like, do they could go like down, like, do you want to go silly with it, do you want to go serious with it, like like actually knowing about like what it's really about, like the whole thing. Like, I read the original plot, which I don't know if I caught on to, like the reason why he turned into like a Dracula was because he didn't want to let Dracula had like slaves, and so then like Dracula basically cursed him, like, well, now you're gonna be living forever, and so now he's trying to reprimand that and make it better. Like, I think there's a lot that can happen with this. Like, I'm actually kind of excited about it. I dig it.
This movie has been made.
Yeah, but it's not gonna be a remake.
No, they've already remade it and retitled it. It's called Blade.
No.
He's black. He's a vampire. Like Dracula, trying to make vampires better.
No, he's trying to kill vampires.
To make them better. Because hybrids are coming out, and he's trying to... Was he purifying the vampires or children?
It's kind of like purifying, because he's trying to get rid of them. Even though he's a half vampire.
He's trying to get rid of the bad vampire.
But Blackula's full vampire.
What if it was Blackula versus Blade?
That'd be cool.
I'd like that one.
Maybe that'd be the sequel to this, if this one works out very well. But I mean, regardless, like, I think it's cool. I'm excited, and I personally hope. I mean, like, which direction do you want to see this go in, Ryan?
Super political.
I mean, it's gonna be political no matter what. But like, but in a funny way, in a serious way, like seriously, like, I really feel like with this franchise, if you call it that, they could go like super dark with it and make a straight up horror film, even though it's called Blackula. I still think they can do that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, Candyman's not. I feel Candyman's like this kind of the same thing, dude. Or they can go like, let's make it satire and like go really funny with it and be a comedy horror.
I like satire because what's the term? Blaxploitation movies?
Yeah.
That needs to come back.
Well, that's what they're doing.
Yes.
Where's the soundbite? I like how when it dawns on me, oh shit, oh shit, where is it?
And I look at the camera.
Yeah.
I'm gonna love your edits. Like,
I'll whittle down the news parts and sections, and this is where you're gonna find it. You're gonna find it on YouTube. Which hopefully some of this stuff lands on the audio part of it so they know. Well, that's all I have for news. You got anything else?
Fuck no, we got a lot of news.
Yeah, we did. Yeah. Dude, it took fucking, I feel like we're at 2 hours now already. I was supposed to go home now.
You know what I'm ready for?
Yeah.
Good thing it's just you and I.
Oh, yeah. Reviews.
Woo!
I think I fucked up this thing. Ryan, I think you are first, buddy.
Oh, I would fuck that up too.
Yeah, I think because Evan went first last time, so I think you're up. So,
oh yeah, the rotation thing, huh?
Yeah, take it away.
All right, Peter, I have a confession. I watched a movie.
Okay, yeah, I thought so.
I finished a movie.
Yeah, I thought that's what the confession was. Yeah,
yeah,
you had me nervous.
Were you nervous when I sent that text,
dude? So, okay, so listeners, watchers, Ryan sends this text to the podcast group chat, and he's like, guys, are you all available? I have something I need to get off my chest or my shoulders or whatever. And I'm like, oh, great. What is going on? He gets a girlfriend, and he's like, I'm done with the podcast. and so that's what I was going through my head. And so Evan responds, oh yeah, I'm free. I'm like, I'm free. And then Ryan, go ahead.
I finished Hotel Artemis and I really enjoyed it. And I also finished Loki.
Oh yeah, yeah. Did you watch the new one from today though?
Fuck.
Yeah, there's a new one.
Is it good?
I don't know, I haven't
watched
it.
That's tonight.
Yeah.
But that's not my review, because my half-assed review last week is gonna be finished on Patreon. And my review this week is going to be the 2020 film, The Old Guard. Now, I finished this. It took me 2 sittings, but the first half of the movie I watched in its entirety, and then I timed it, and then I was like, I'm from here. So basically what happens is there's a group of immortals led by Charlize Theron.
Yeah.
Is it Theron or Theron?
I think.
I like Theron, and I like Charlize Theron. Let me try and say her name. Andromache of Scythia. She's the oldest immortal and the leader of the group. And then there's Matt and... anyway, there's a bunch of other fucking people. Yes. But they're immortal, so they go around throughout time since they can't fucking die, and they help... society through all these world events. You learn this later in the movie. However, like in this moment, like everybody's trying to kill them. And it's cool because it starts off just like the trailer. We saw the trailer where they just shoot them down, and then guess what? Wolverine happens and all their wounds heal, and then they're like, okay, we're going to get up. And then John Wick happens, like just mass chaos of shooting and martial arts and...
And axes.
And axes. Axes. Yeah. Well, one thing you learn in this movie is the immortals can die, but they don't know when or how. So they're always kind of on edge. They want to die. Well, everybody else besides Andy, which is Charlize Theron. And in doing so, they start telling the back history, the story of like why they can't die, why they're immortal, what they're part of, how they've... live their lives all these hundreds of thousands of millions of years. And then one of her friends was Quinn.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can I just spoil her death?
Yeah.
Or lack thereof death?
Yeah, Quinn, that happened early.
It was a backsplain.
Yeah. Backsplain is fine.
Yeah.
That's not spoiling.
So they were trying to find ways to kill them, which is a pretty cool montage of them trying to kill them, unlike later in the movie when they're just trying to use them as experiments. But this one, Quinn, they put her in a cast iron like casket with her eyes open and her mouth open, and they literally just dump her in the ocean. This is a woman that cannot die.
Did they force her eyes open and mouth open?
No. They were just open, like, in the cast iron suit.
Yeah, she could see out, which, I mean, if you really think about it, that's kind of nice, right? She can see, like, sea creatures.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's a
nice thing.
So maybe she's just aerial under the sea.
Yeah, trapped, though.
Trapped.
Yeah.
But everlasting dying and wakening back up. So she's literally just drowning and then coming back to life for thousands of years. How fucked up is that?
That's very fucked. It's very twisted.
Yeah. And my question is, who the hell can go to the bottom of the sea to retrieve this person?
Another immortal?
I guess you're right, huh?
They can just die the whole time.
They can just dive down, die, yeah. Float a little bit, and then go back and then dive some more.
Oh, you put weights on them. It's fine. You just... Yeah, you die.
And then they
on
cut
your...
the weights,
yeah,
and then they float back up.
Exactly.
And, like, the pressure that collapses your entire body, which is your body, which... Man, that's a fucking brilliant concept.
Yeah, it is. But the issue, though, like, why they can't save her, though, I watched this movie, too, is they didn't know where they dumped her. And mm-hmm. So, like, Charlize Theron's, like, character is, like, she's like, I looked for, what, years, decades, I forget what she says, but like
hundreds of thousands of billions,
yeah, she
of years.
Kept on looking, but you know, the ocean's very large, and so she could not find her.
The caveat to that is these immortals keep on connecting with each other. That's how they found this one girl. Mm-hmm. And I think she had a connection with Quinn in the movie, if I'm not mistaken. So long story boring, I think she's the connection to bring Quinn back. We don't know yet because we don't have a sequel yet.
That's not true. I thought we knew she came back.
Fuck, Peter, that's at the end of the movie.
Oh shit.
That's like a mid-credit scene.
That's all right, I got spoilers for my movie too. Okay. So I'm just gonna spoil all the movies, but I mean, dude, that
and
was...
You know what, this is a great episode to spoil it. Charlize Theron starts dying as they start using the rest of them as experiments, and then Booker, like her main like right hand man, is in on it, trying to get the pharmaceutical company to capture them so they can try their experiments. Meanwhile, you get this tower heist type of action scene.
You love those.
I know. See, that's why I watched it.
Yeah.
And that's why I finished it.
Okay.
And so you get some action. You get some ethnicity. You know, you get some LGBT. The guys were gay.
Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah.
And then there's guns. And we don't know if Charlize Theron really dies or not.
No, she lives. Ah, damn it.
We don't know if she's immortal or not.
That's...
Because what if her battle axe, it rejuvenates her power? Because that was a pretty prevalent scene where the dude with the guy with the tiny eyes, and he's really annoying to watch on screen.
I don't know who you're talking about, but I thought... No, I...
Harry Melling.
All I know is that she didn't die. That's all I know.
Yet.
Yet. And there is a sequel coming. So there's so much more that I haven't spoiled yet because I haven't seen it.
That's so fucking true.
Yeah.
Apparently this guy's in The Queen's Gambit. So this guy has the closest eyes in Hollywood. And then the girl in Queen's Gambit has the widest eyes in Hollywood. Mm. Together, they would make one normal looking kid.
Balance themselves out. Yeah.
Yeah. Long story boring. This story is not long nor boring. It was actually a very eventful movie. And I would highly recommend watching this, even if I spoiled the hell out of it. And Peter. There's no time travel.
No. Not per se.
They're very much Wolverine.
Yeah.
without claws.
I will say, so I watched this movie, like I said, and I did like most of it. I felt like it could have been shorter. I felt like it was a little bit too long than what it needed to be. But the action in this film is really good. And the actual, like, overall plot I thought was very entertaining as well, and I liked the concept. And this goes back to my question I had a few episodes back. Like, all right, what movie would you want to see as a series? This is a perfect example.
This is a good series movie.
Exactly.
Yeah.
This would have been a great one where you can stretch it out, because I felt like they were doing that throughout the movie, and I felt like they could have expanded on a lot of that, and it would have been interesting.
And it's a Netflix movie. Netflix is really good about making series.
Yes.
So this could eventually be a series pretty quickly.
Yeah.
I don't think you'll get Charlize Theron, but you probably might get the other weirdos.
But, I mean, as far as I know, they're making a sequel. She's coming back. So, I mean, like, it did well enough that it's warrant that. And it's a cool universe, cool concept to expand upon, and I'm looking forward to a second one. I hope they can, you know, they get past the, you know, like, all right, we got to set this all up and make something that's, like, really fun and action-packed, so. Yes. Lasers. Pew, pew. Anything else you want to say on that, Ryan?
No. That was right. That was a good old. I gave it one
toasty. All right, we'll have that geared up for me. I watched another Netflix original movie or exclusive movie, whatever you want to say that. I watched Outside the Wire.
What?
Do you remember? Do you know what I'm talking about?
The Wire, like the TV series?
No. This is Outside the Wire. Very different. Did it really come out this year? I guess it came out this year, 2021, but it was Anthony Mackie, and he's like the android. Do you recall this?
No.
It's on Netflix?
Nope. Wait. This guy's Captain America and Iron Man?
Now, yeah.
Yeah. Fuck, he could do everything.
Yes, he can. But he's, instead of Iron Man.
And he rap battled against Eminem?
Yeah. And he won once. Anthony Mackie, he plays like this, like, kind of super soldier, basically, because he's an android. So he's, like, enhanced, so you can punch really hard and everything.
Wait, that makes you enhanced? I can punch really hard.
I mean, harder than Anthony Mackie? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. How do you know? You fought him?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Heard it here first. That's right. So he's an android. It's the near future because we don't have androids yet that we know of. He's like an experiment, basically for the U.S. Government. Yeah. Have you heard about them?
They must be new.
Yes.
I like them better than ours.
So the government, they created this android, and, like, they want them for, you know, war. And there is a civil war going on, in like, kind of like in the European nations with Ukraine, apparently. And obviously the U.S. military, their army forces have to get involved to, like, try to maintain the peace, right? So that's...
It sounds like a Bruce Willis movie.
Yes, but it's Anthony Mackie. So... It's that's the background for that. This is the backdrop. And then you have this guy, I forget his name, but I've seen him before in some other things. I didn't write it down. But he plays like a drone pilot. He goes on and they're like on this mission, and basically he's like almost like an android himself, where he's kind of like doesn't have like feelings, because there's this like people under attack, and like, all right, well, let's figure out this situation. There's a guy trapped behind enemy lines, and he's like, I need to stop this because they're trying to gun down his other team. I'm gonna wipe out everyone. Well, not everyone, like save the people, the masses, basically the group, the squad. But I'm gonna take out that one guy that's already been injured. So they couldn't save him. And so they're all pissed off at this guy. And this guy gets reassigned to Anthony Mackie into the war zone, which, I mean, he's just a drone pilot. So he's pretty much playing a video game. And so, like, you're like, you need to see, like, the shit, you know? You need to see what's actually going on. And you don't understand the full concept because you're just behind a computer screen and you just killed this guy, which wasn't warranted. Sure, you saved everyone else, but you didn't try. You didn't think about this guy's life. So you're very, like, cold-hearted, basically. And so he gets with Anthony Mackie. They're on this, like, special mission because he's, like, his own captain, basically. You know, he's an android and, like, I guess the Governmort lets him do whatever he wants.
Fucking Governmort.
Yeah. They don't care about this.
The Governmort's controlling that fan to you, not me.
Well, it's still not putting out enough.
So, fucking Governmort.
Yes. So they go. They had, like, pretty much let this android do whatever the fuck he wants. And so he picks out this guy. He's like, I want him on my team. And so it's a wolf pack of two. And they go out and they're trying to find this nuclear bomb that's out there, and they're trying to prevent it to get into the bad guy's hands, basically. And so that's their whole mission throughout this film. They go through, they're trying to find it. Anthony Mackie kind of shows, like, the other sides of what's going on with this war and how all these people are getting affected by, like, the involvement just from the U.S. government or Governmort, sorry. Wrong word.
Yeah. Get it straight.
And it just goes from there. And I was on board for probably like 75% of this film. And then they lost me in those last 25% where they just got a little bit too clever and they went away. But from like the overall theme that I thought they were going for, and they made it so weird, and I really want to kind of spoil it because I kind of spoiled your film.
Do it.
Okay. And I don't even think this isn't much because I feel like it kind of happens on like maybe like halfway through the film or something, but I was still on board for 75. Anthony Mackie, I mean, what happens when robots are in control, right? They see things in a different light, correct?
They overtake the Governmort.
Yes.
Yeah.
They think they're wrong.
The and Governmort?
So, yeah.
Well, the Governmort is wrong.
Exactly. So the android figures out how to, like, bypass, like, some of his programming and wants to use that nuclear weapon to destroy the Governmort because, you know, they're using violence, and their violence isn't helping the situation. And so he wants to, like, teach him a lesson, basically. He sees in a different view light or spotlight. And so that's the whole premise. That's the twist in the film, which kind of pissed me off, I'll be honest. It pissed me off in that film. And so that's why I think this is good warning for you. If you have not seen this film and you watch it, now you won't be shocked by that and be kind of pissed off because you're like, wait, you're totally going down one direction. And now you totally changed it, man. They switched up on you. So that was the main part that I really disliked, and that's why I only like it 75%. This is almost a Netflix original that went the whole nine yards. Going back to Evan's review, whole nine yards.
I think mine went the whole nine yards.
See, I disagree with it. I again, I think it would be better as a series. I thought they meandered around too much around certain things, and it was kind of like
So overall, let me ask you a question. Overall, with Netflix original movies, are you satisfied with them 100% or 75% or 50%?
I would say probably more often than not, I'm going to go closer to 50%.
Like, they're hit or miss, aren't they?
Exactly.
There's some that are, you can be like, man, that was really good, but there's just something that's fucking missing from this. And then there's some where you're just like,
hey, throw the keyboard.
I don't know why I did that, because it was magnetic.
And that's your keyboard to your iPad.
Let me see if I could summon it.
Nope. Yeah, I for most... Oh, That's what happens when you throw the keyboard.
I didn't even know you could do that. That was a Netflix segment.
Exactly.
It was a mess.
And most, and they are messes, dude. Like, there's so many movies I've been like so like ready to see, and I thought like, dude, this is gonna be it. Triple Frontier or something. Bright. Actually, I think Bright probably hits that 75% for me.
Bright was there.
Yeah, it was,
but
close.
Not there enough.
Exactly. That's why, like,
that's old, a good series.
Old Guard, Outside of the Wire, Bright. We're all like in that 75%.
Could you imagine if they made a Expendables Netflix universe movie?
Oh, dude, that, see, that would be good. See,
that would hit the 100%.
Probably. Yeah. Exactly.
And then they could make all these weird spin-off movies.
Yeah.
Netflix.
I like that.
You guys got a lot of money.
Like, the only movies
we're
really
pretty fucking smart.
Yeah. what films on Netflix would you really say go beyond the 75%?
I honestly, Stranger Things, but that's a series.
Again, series, and I'm talking Ozark. About movies.
But that's a series.
The series, they're really good at the series for the most part.
Yeah. Make some series about these. Like,
except for Stupider Jupiter or whatever.
Oh yeah, Stupider Jupiter. Stupid. Don't make that a series.
No, but like, God, like the ones I really liked from Netflix has probably been like The Babysitter and The Babysitter Returns or whatever that's called.
And I would also like those as a series.
Yeah, they would have been good as a series as
because
well.
I would like Samara Weaving more on screen as a hot chick, not a weird like cracked out chick.
Agreed. Hang loose.
No, that's a good idea. We're side to side now. This is
okay.
We're smart.
I thought that was hang loose.
Give us monies.
Yeah. But I would recommend this movie. There's a lot of plot holes in this film. The character development's not there. Like I'm just upset. Maybe I'm the one that has the issue. Maybe because they did this crazy plot twist that like I get pissed off about it. I'm not sure. But I only still feel like it hits that 75% mark. Because it just, the twist came out of nowhere, and I didn't feel like they were really like hinting towards that. And I don't like that. I don't like those twists. So, I don't know. 75% in on Outside the Wire on Netflix. So, there you go.
It's pretty fucking cool.
Yes, it is. Yes.
Both our movies were just kind of, they were awesome, and then okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Evan, how about your review?
Toasty!
Peter, what do we have next?
Dude, we're wrapping this show up, man. We're coming to a close. It's
yes! Yes! Oh!
Yeah.
Oh! Yeah.
Oh! Uh-huh. Oh, God.
Yeah. We're excited. To wrap, to finish, to climax. Yeah. And it's our time to recommend because you know you want to hear what we're watching. That's why I picked that clip.
I totally forgot we used that as recommendations. It kind of startled me for a little bit. Kinda
every single time, man.
Made
every
me want to go a little pew. Can I give mine first? Or
yeah, go ahead,
up?
Man.
All right. My recommendation is to go to our Patreon and listen to the review, the final review of Hotel Artemis. See how I sold it? I'm really good at selling that.
You're really good. I guess the Patreon is still up. So, yes, you could do that, and that would delight us.
Here's the best thing. We're going to give you a sneak peek. My recommendation is Hotel Artemis because I'm going to finish my review briefly on this movie. So last episode, I was very disconnected.
Wait, so I'm supposed to cut this out and put it on the Patreon?
No, this is a sneak peek. Oh. This is to get them to go to our Patreon.
Okay.
I think if we have one.
And are you going to record this later?
No.
You see where there's some issues? You're tricking them.
Yeah.
I like it. Okay. That's fine. Go ahead. Continue. Sorry, I ruined it. I spoiled it.
It's okay. And this is the point to spoil it. Towards the end of the episode, spoiling is absolutely okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, Hotel Artemis, in my review, I was basically going back and forth like, yeah, it was cool, it was a hotel, criminals, I think stuff's going on, blah, blah, blah. But where I stopped the fucking movie is where it got really good. That's when they show the fucking Wolf King, and it's Jeff goddamn Goldblum, and he's being the most Jeff Goldblum person ever. Like, they're like, how do we get this kind of like persona? And they're like, dude, it's Jeff Goldblum.
Did he have his shirt off?
It was open.
Yeah.
He was on the hospital bed. He was bleeding, and he was just being Jeff Goldblum, you know, saying witty things like, you know, Jodie Foster was like, I don't know if I can treat you. And he's like, bitch, I own this place. And the reason I own this place is because your son, like, got drugs for me, and, like, I killed him, and now fate brought us together, so fix me. That's what happened. And Jodie Foster was kind of like, okay, well, I'm Jodie Foster. I don't like Jodie Foster. I don't like her.
She okay.
Yeah, she looked really old in this movie.
Yeah, again, I think she is.
No, she's 58. She's not that old.
Oh.
Do you consider her that old? She's in the 50s.
That's true. I mean, older, dude. When we're talking about old, like, women, man, we're talking about Jodie or what the fuck is her name?
Angelina Jolie.
Yeah,
yeah.
She's, I don't think she's in her 50s yet. If we were saying how old she was.
Dude, is Angelina Jolie not in her
50s? I think she's like 47 or 48 or something.
Holy shit, she's 46 years old?
Okay, not even 47.
Wow.
Yeah, and we're calling her old, so...
Jodie Foster's old.
Yeah, a lot older.
Yeah, she's older. But in this movie, she plays a really old lady. You know what? Actually, now that I think about it, she plays... an older lady who was an alcoholic and depressed because her son died. She totally fit the role, but
that makes you look really old.
Yeah, and she looked really old. And the one thing I didn't like is how she shuffled her feet everywhere. She had that like old nurse vibe where she was just like,
yeah, that's true. But like in a hurry though, where she was like trying to like scamper a little bit. But yeah,
scamper. That's the word. She was scampering everywhere. Like
she wasn't going very fast.
Yeah, but
which felt a little odd. Like I felt because like yeah, she looks old, but I didn't think that old. In my opinion,
I think she tried to play too old.
Yeah, older than what she is.
Yeah.
Not a 57-year-old.
So where I left off in the movie is they were bringing in Jenny Slate, who was a cop, and there's a whole backstory that she like was raped, like Jodie Foster's neighbor, and
raped,
raised. Did I say raid?
I heard rake.
Raked.
She was what?
She was raked.
Raked.
Raised.
Raised.
Like bread. Raised.
Oh, as a cop.
She was Jodie Foster's neighbor, and now she's a cop. Apparently, this hotel's for criminals.
Oh, raised by Jodie Foster.
Kind of, like the neighbor kind of raised, you know? Not like...
I gotcha. Yeah.
She wasn't, like, cradled by her, but she was, like...
Yeah, maybe you come over when your mom doesn't pick you up from school or something.
Right,
you're
right.
You're locked out of the house. Okay, I gotcha. And I guess, I mean, raked is kind of a term for, like, she was kind of groomed a little bit.
These guys.
That's right.
These guys. This movie started getting really intense. Then Zach Quinto, Spock, the new Spock, the new gay Spock, he's gay. The month of gay. He's like, he's Jeff Goldblum's son who's like, let me in here. You need to fix my dad. Blah, blah, blah. Meanwhile, the chick from The Kingsman, she does not have blades for feet.
Yeah.
Her entire mission is to get Jeff Goldblum inside this hotel so she could kill him. It was easy pickings for her.
Yeah.
Well, guess what fucking happens? That's what happens. She goes down in there. She kills him. And then, like, all the power goes out somehow.
You are spoiling. This isn't a review at all. So check out our Patreon.
Yeah. And then all the power goes out. And then all chaos breaks loose. And then Batista and... the knives chick and decide to fight a bunch of people to fight him off, and then Jodie Foster and is it Batista? No, the black guy with the brother who was a heroin addict.
Okay, yeah.
They find this old junky ass car, but then Jodie Foster's kind of like, you know what? I'm gonna find my own way home, and he's like, you sure? And she scampers.
Yep, that's the ending of that.
She just kind of shuffles all the way back to Hotel Artemis.
Yep.
So.
Wow. So you recommend it, huh?
I recommend it now. Since I spoiled both my movies, I'm going back to old school Ryan, where I just spoiled.
I help. I'm sorry. See, this is what happens when Evan's not here. Things get spoiled. There's no one there to be like, shame on you.
Oh, you guys can't do that. And we're live. Oh, yeah. We're in the heat of the moment.
Exactly.
This is the circle of life.
Do you feel like, so we spoil more when we're together in person?
100%. We don't stop.
That's true.
This is our non-filter.
Yeah.
My non-filter away from you guys is like looking at boobs and just.
So when you're not searching for other things, you spoil everything.
What do you guys want? Do you want me to spoil things or look at boobs?
We'll have to have a poll on
that.
That's
a good poll. Should Ryan spoil more movies or look at boobs?
Okay. So, Peter,
what do you recommend?
Yeah, my recommendation. I had something. I forgot it. Shit. A couple things come to mind right now. I'm still. The wife and I were watching the Handmaid's Tale, which is still, and I recommend this before, it's still good, and the fourth season's out now, and it's brutal. Holy shit, this series
is, I've heard this series is kind of fucked up,
dude. It is so fucked up, man. And I felt like before, I don't know, like when Danielle was like describing it to me, I was always like, okay, yeah, sure, that's kind of crazy, and
it always just seemed to me like it's just another like Lifetime movie.
But it's not, dude. This is so far from a Lifetime movie. Like, this is like on the verge of like a horror flick, man. Like, the things that happen in this film are so twisted, and the way they shoot it is like a horror film as well, in my opinion. Like, it is unsettling, some of these parts, and where they've gone so far in the fourth season is also very unsettling. And Elizabeth Moss, dude, like,
the fucking, the dumpy girl from Invisible Man.
Yeah, and I wasn't a fan of her in the Invisible Man, but dude, she is amazing in this, dude. Like, and I think, I hate to say this, but the frumpiness of her,
dumpiness
of her, sells it, dude. Like, it is, like, she feels like a real person. And what they do to her and how she reacts to it,
Peter,
feels very real.
Dumpy blondes are real people too.
You're right. I don't think dumpy's the right term then for her.
Oh God, yeah, she's dumpy. I made the term. I could tell you. Who
I know,
it is,
but
about.
You said like a what was the other chick that you called dumpy?
I'm not gonna say that on the show.
No. The actress. She played in she was like a model. What's her name? She was in
Hilary Duff.
No. She was in the movie with Adam Sandler. Kate Upton.
Oh, she's dumpy.
That's who. That's who you. That's where you coined the phrase.
You're using dumpy as a very bad term. I'm not saying it as a very bad. I mean, she's kind of dumpy, but she's.
Then describe what you're saying.
That's a whole nother episode. I can do a whole episode on that. What's
all
her
right.
name?
So it's not that. Kate Upton.
No, not her.
Oh.
This dumpy girl.
Elizabeth Moss.
You know what? She looks like a pissed off soccer mom.
Well, and that's why, dude. But again, because she looks so pissed off, dude, everything that she goes through this series, dude, would piss you off. And especially as a mother or just a female in general, like, or just a good human. Would piss you off. And so, like, her facial expressions sell this, dude. And like I said, like, from, like they do these close-ups on her, and they just stay there, and it reminds me of a horror flick. And she does a great job at it. And it is, again, I'll recommend it. It's great. Four seasons out now on Hulu. Check it out. So, there you go.
Is that the newest season?
Yeah, fourth season's the newest, yeah.
Wow. Okay, so hold on.
So, it's just so twisted. So,
is she in fact engaged to Tom Cruise?
I don't think so.
Because that'd be the most dumpy looking kid ever. All right. Well, you know, you're like the second person to tell me that series is good.
Yeah. Yes.
So is that what you've been watching?
Yeah, dude. A lot. I've been watching it and I've been enjoying it. And yeah. my wife has to fill me in a lot on what's going on because she watches it without me. And then I'm like, all right, no, don't go back. Let's just watch this because it looks intense. So you need to tell me what's going on. And she does a good job filling me in. So there you go.
You know, it's good to have a partner who would actually fill you in on the things that you're not paying attention to because you're probably on your phone.
No. Well, sometimes I have been, but I feel more so than ever like I've done a pretty good job at focusing on this because there is so much little ties backsplaining going on throughout this series that you have to pay attention to.
Peter.
Yes.
It has been fantastic to do this episode live. I miss this. I miss touching and making noises and being obnoxious and you writing down notes with your clipboard.
Yep.
And us going way longer than expected. I mean, even with two hosts, we're about 2 hours in. And I miss it. And it's good to have you back, brother.
It is.
And here's the nuts. Boom. And
us too.
Us too. Netflix, Warner Brothers, DC Universe, all that good stuff. Get us money, please.
Yes.
You got anything else?
Nope. Let's shut it down. Pew pew out.
No, we got the after music this time. We got a little. You gotta mix it.
Oh yeah. Shoot. Pew pew pew. Pew 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 pew. These are.
I don't know if I could do two pews. I don't want to mess this one up.
Be sure to visit DMoviesBeyond.com.
Bye-bye.